This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over. Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast demystifying cannabis for women. I'm Ellen Scanlon. Buying weed can still be an intimidating thing, and I hope these stories give you a boost of confidence that comes from knowing you have a friend to help you out with all you need to know before you go. And we would love to hear your story. Send us a voice memo with your 3 to 5 minute story to hi, that's H-I, at dothepot.com. Chia Rodriguez is a California-based cannabis farmer. She was featured in the 2021 film called Ladybuds, which tells the story of 6 courageous women who have come out of the shadows of the cannabis underground to enter the newly legal market. These trailblazers risk everything to make their American dream come true. Ladybuds is available to stream on Amazon, YouTube, iTunes, and a lot of other places. I hope you check it out.
I live in Mendocino County, California, and I'm a second-generation cannabis cultivator. So for me, buying cannabis legally for the first time in a dispensary was more of a novelty for me. I just kind of wanted to see what a dispensary, you know, looked like on the inside and how the experience was going to be. And I always like to look at other people's flowers that they produce. Being a farmer myself, I'm just kind of more researching and checking out what other people have going on out there, maybe what the popular strains are. And back in the days of Prop 215, when you went into a medical dispensary here in California, they had large jars of weed and you could literally pick out any bud that you wanted from the jar and then purchase it that way. Nowadays, after Prop 64 passed in California, everything has to be pre-tested and pre-packaged, so you don't get to have that experience in the same fashion as you did before, where you could actually just pick out a bud. So my husband and I had gone into a couple dispensaries in the Bay Area just to kind of see what it was like. And every time we go on a road trip, we try to do the same thing. We go into dispensaries in the little towns that we visit, up the coast of Oregon, for example, or in Portland, and every experience is quite different. That's my dispensary experience. I always end up talking to them about regenerative cannabis and sun-grown cannabis, and I ask for, you know, our brand or friends' brands, depending on where we are, and to see if they know anything about small farmers, legacy and heritage cultivators, craft cannabis, and sort of test the bud tenders to their knowledge and see what they know about, you know, the history of cannabis cultivation, especially in California and the region that we come from as a producing region in the Emerald Triangle in Mendocino County. There are quite a bit of dispensaries around, so it's kind of fun to go in and see which local brands get into these dispensaries here, and sort of a novelty to go buy weed for me, which makes it sort of fun in a totally different way than probably most consumers do when they go into a dispensary.
Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Do the Pot. If you'd like to share your story about the first time you bought legal weed, please send a voice memo to hi@dothepot.com or DM us at dothepot. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. And that's also where you can sign up for How to Do the Pot's newsletter, which comes out every other Friday. And if you like How to Do the Pot, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show. Thanks to Maddie Fair, our brand manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.